Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We're going to go ahead and play this clip in its entirety. This is from Fox News Sunday. Perry campaign near total collapse. Now, what did I say yesterday? The rise and fall of Rick Perry. You see, it's such a hoax that we would have this anti-free market, pro-globalist, pro-forced inoculation, pro-open border individual up there. And when he starts actually defending his policies, it's over. But it's the same thing with Mitt Romney. So if they're number one and number two, and Ron Paul's number three, this shows that voters will not buy into Perry or Romney. We can destroy them. If you simply decide Ron Paul can win and realize he's in third place and that we must politically destroy these people, Ron Paul wins. Let's go ahead and go to the clip.
What Americans are looking for isn't the slickest candidate. They're looking for an authentic, principled leader.
GOP presidential frontrunner Rick Perry making the argument his less than stellar debate performance this week shouldn't take away from his candidacy. But the Florida straw poll Saturday showed it apparently did. In a big upset, businessman Herman Cain trounced the field with 37%. The Texas governor was a distant second with 15%, while Mitt Romney, who didn't campaign for the straw poll, came in third, and you can see the rest down the line. Well, Britt, how do you read the straw poll? Was it a vote for Cain, a vote for Perry, or a statement, please let somebody else get in this race?
Well, you can read it any of those three ways, it seems to me. They're all, I mean, Perry really did throw up all over himself in the debate at a time when he needed to raise his game, and he now, I mean, he did worse, it seems to me, than he had done in previous debates. Romney was strong, as he has been lately. He has clearly raised his game in reaction to the emergence of Perry. It's been good for Romney in a way that one might not have predicted. Michelle Bachmann seemed, she was dead last with some tiny fraction. Look, Herman Cain was there. He tried hard in this. He gave a stemwinder speech. He's a marvelous stump speaker. It seems to me he gets a moment out of this, but I can't imagine that it's going to last very long. And Perry is about, you know, one half a step away from almost total collapse as a candidate. Ed B.
I think the delegates in Florida, this is a much more closed straw poll than the one in Ames. And these are discerning voters, very loyal Republicans. They've been paying attention to this process all along. I think it was a real slap towards Perry and Mitt Romney. And what you really got a sense when I spoke to Republicans on Friday, as many as I could after the debate, the sense was not only that Perry had given a dismal performance, but, and of course Romney had won, but that they don't like their choices at all. That in the end, they don't, just because Romney's been a good debater, they're not enthusiastic about him. And you still see, according to people who watch these numbers, about 50% of donors, you know, on the sidelines, and people, heavy hitters, not ready to commit to either of them.
Bill, you wrote a special editorial for the Weekly Standard after the Fox-Google debate, and let's put it up on the screen. It was fairly striking. Yikes! That was the one-word headline, and about Rick Perry, you wrote this. No frontrunner in a presidential field has ever, we imagine, had as weak a showing as Rick Perry. It was close to a disqualifying 2 hours for him. About the rest of the field, you wrote this. None of the
Now, what's happening is some of the neocons would rather have Mitt Romney than Rick Perry. So they're kind of seizing on this to knock him down. But the moral of the story is we have cyanide politically for both these men. And you need to go to InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com and get the articles that we've written, the articles that we've put together on this, the headline story that Kurt Nimmo and I did. In fact, I'm looking for it. I hear about how Ron Paul is one half step from first place. Facebook, Twitter, everywhere. Get it out to everybody you know because it points out what's really happening.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
There are limitless ways to go into business for yourself, but most involve substantial capital and risk. Our InfoWarsTeam.com operation is different. We promote premium quality health, energy, and skincare products using dynamic, caring personalities and state-of-the-art media technology to spread a powerful message of health, wealth, longevity, and freedom. This low-cost business opportunity is designed for full-time or part-time, so you can work as little or as much as you'd like. It is you that defines the reward level. Whether you are seeking a few hundred extra dollars per month or a six or even seven figure annual income, it's up to you. Want to find out more? Shoot an email with InfoWars Team in the subject line to InfoWars Team Coordinator MZ and tell him a little bit about yourself. That's the initials MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. That's MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. I only promote products that I truly believe in, and these are phenomenal. Whatever you do, visit InfoWarsTeam.com.
Hello, this is Steve Shank with an urgent update from eFoods Direct. Folks, we're all fighting huge food price increases. eFoods Direct has been doing all we can this year to help you get food before the perfect storm of exploding food prices from the 2011 harvest. During September, eFoods is giving you free shipping on your food supply orders. But you have to understand, we're entering the eye of the food cost storm. Ethanol is boosting gas prices and driving corn costs so high our wheat for bread is going into animal feed, and pasta wheat cost has doubled since last year. I strongly advise you to get your order in before the free shipping deadline, September 30th. Free shipping, including Alaska and Hawaii, ends September 30th. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com/Alex. That's 800-409-5633 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex. Remember, you can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, I have been hogging the broadcast for myself in the last hour, perseverating on all of the attacks on Ron Paul. And I've got the writer and the director from the film American Dream that we sell in the online video bookstore, American Dream, animated 30-minute program, perfect to wake people up about the history of the banking cartel in a type of, kind of South Parkian but better animation, modern, popular way. And they've got some big ideas coming up in the future, some very exciting projects. But I don't have these two guys here today to so much talk about the American Dream. Though later, I guess we could queue up the trailer or something and play it. It's been out for a year. It's excellent. And it's had a big effect. I've been watched millions of times for free online, a real mark of the fact that these guys really care about the message of liberty and defeating the collectivist Borg. But I wanted to have Harold Yule, the writer, and Tad Lumpkin, the director, in studio with us since they were already in town. I had Tad on the TV show in studio last Friday night, InfoWars Nightly News, to break down their philosophy, their view on the world. But today I want to go over some of that with you later in the interview. Right now, because I found you guys intelligent and articulate, I wanted to just get into some of the current things, the global financial crisis, where the world's going, what you think the population's going to do as more and more of what we talk about comes true, unfortunately, how far we've come, that Gardasil's incredibly unpopular now and a major issue, that the Federal Reserve is almost 90% unpopular, that Ron Paul's a major contender. What do you guys overall think of Ron Paul and all of the weird, dirty tricks we've seen in this exercise in mind control that he can't win? But then when we put the issues out of what Rick Perry and Mitt Romney really stand for, they start to implode. And so number one and number two go down. Where's number three? And this is real simple, like a NASCAR race. Car one and two start smoking. Well, number three is probably going to win if they can finish the race. What puts gas in the car? Our belief, our support, our donations. This is a fight of wills, a fight of understanding, a fight of moral authority. And we can't just let Al Gore and Mayor Bloomberg and the New World Order sit up there and lecture us and tell us what reality is in some authoritative bent. We have to break the hoax, see it for what it is. And more and more I realize it's all just a giant hoax. The system knows it's a hoax, and it's time to wake up out of that trance, out of that hoax, as people begin to wake up out of the trance that I believe is now taking place. Well, what's your view on Ron Paul, the trance, and where do you see this going? Because I see the control freaks starting wars, staging terror attacks, you name it, to stay in power. I mean, we are entering the most exciting time in human history. Let's get Tad Lumpkin and then Harold Yule's take on this.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we're both huge fans of Ron Paul, and his last run significantly impacted kind of our personal calls to action and what we thought was going to be really important and an opportunity to go out and change the world. And you've seen his popularity grow tremendously over the last 4 years from kind of this marginalized, unknown Texas, congressman to now a huge national figure who has a huge movement amongst the youth in America because they see what he's saying is true. And what's great about these, about what Ron Paul's saying versus what all the rest of these guys in the establishment and all these pundits is, he's right. And that's the reason why everything is going just the way he says it's going to go is because all he's telling people is the truth. These guys are trying to prop up some establishment lie because they're all so invested in it that they just want to keep doubling down and doubling down and doubling down. You see it in Europe right now. They're like, they will do anything to just keep it going. Just don't let me deal with reality. And they sell people all this fear to keep the, to keep the status quo in power and the status quo going. We'll come and take granny's money. We'll throw everybody out on the street. All this stuff's going to happen. Just stick your head in the sand and, act like an ostrich like you've been doing. And it's like what we're trying to do is motivate people to say, hey, man, the truth may be hard and freedom may be scary sometimes and adventurous. But, man, if you do not embrace it, something far, far worse is going to happen. And we all bind together and it's never what they tell you is going to happen is so much worse. It's like getting a shot. It's like the anticipation of it's much worse. And when you get it, it's like, OK, that's stung. Let's deal with it, get through it and get back to prosperity and freedom. So that's what we're really excited
about. I want you to continue along that line, but it really is true. The globalists have set up the Federal Reserve, this whole cartel that you so beautifully document in your film, American Dream, and it's designed to wreck the world. It's designed to consolidate. It's designed to collectivize so that no one can flourish or be individualistic. But in the final equation, getting what you want is actually sometimes the worst thing because it's destroying their own system. It was one thing for them to just greedily in their minds set up this plan, but now to see it actually come into fruition is setting in motion something that is going to end up destroying them. And you see the system trying to prop this up, and it's a black hole. The more you feed it, the worse it gets.
Yeah, speaking of black hole, actually, I didn't see the part of the beginning of the show. Did you get the Gallup poll that came out with the approval ratings and disapproval ratings? Did you see that?
All-time low for government.
But what you see is from the 80s through the 2000, it's a parallel line of satisfaction, dissatisfaction. Then it literally crosses, and there's this big cross gap. And that's where the message is now trying to keep that together and bring it back down and where people...
Hold on 1 second. Guys, it's on Drudge and InfoWars. Pull the latest Gallup poll. I got it in the stack. The headline's like... record dissatisfaction with government. Please continue.
It's really a fascinating just picture graph of you see this gap open up. It spikes, obviously, at 9/11, and then it goes like this. And that void is what they're trying to fill and keep the information together. And we have a great opportunity in shows like this and others, and that's why you see Ron Paul having a massive effect this election cycle.
There it is.
Yeah, you see that big hole? That's the information hole right there. And they're pumping into that, trying to keep that together. And... we're pumping our media into that. You're pumping yours into that. And we have a big opportunity here to motivate and single action, too. That's why, like, even talking on the street, people ask us a lot of times, well, you made a film. What can we do? Talk about it, you know.
People don't know the power of promoting, you know, buying the DVD, giving it to people, promoting the websites on Facebook, Twitter. It spreads that way. That's where that's why the CIA, working for the big banks, is always trying to use social media for their system.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, going back to that point is that we have a real opportunity right now, because what's happening is that the system tells you you will get a result X. And when result X, oh, well, we're going to spend $1 trillion on stimulus, and then result X is everybody's going back to work. Oh, well, wait, that didn't happen. Oh, well, our fault. We needed 2x X. Oh, no, we need 5x X. And the thing is, what's happening is that the truth and the lie are pulling further and further apart. Right. And that's exactly what that poll is showing, is that it's not working, because unfortunately, people respond to immediate pain. And what's happening is the immediate pain goes up, the dissatisfaction, they start to freak out. And what they need to do is quit looking for, oh, well, did it get a little bit better today? Just give me the credit card so I can go charge it up a little more, because I don't want to deal with my, you know, personal financial situation.
No, no pain, no gain. We got to go through the pain to get our republic back. Exactly. Don't get mad at the government because it's not making it better. It can't make it better. In a hurricane, a tornado, anything. All it ever makes it is worse.
That's right. And if people would just have the courage. I mean, look, as much as we sit and we talk about all these leaders, you know, who are leading us astray, the people have to take the responsibility for allowing it to occur, because they sat there and they said, oh, wait, I can have something for nothing. Oh, I'll vote for something for nothing. I'll vote for something for nothing. I'll march for something for nothing. And it's like, guys, that's just a dishonest and lazy philosophy. And people need to wake up and aliven themselves.
Sure.
And be willing to go on that adventure to not only fight back, but take control of their own life. Because if they're not willing to handle and take control of their own life, then how do we expect politicians or other people who are really just don't care about anybody except expanding their own power and expanding their own financial gain to do it for us? So it's like, no one's going to care more than you care about yourself. And that is the total misnomer of collectivism, like, oh, some government bureaucrat's going to care more about managing your health care for you than you're going to care about managing it for yourself.
Well, now they're admitting that government health care is about death care. And Michael Moore's like, well, it's patriotic to wait for that surgery. And so now it's the shared suffering. And people ask, well, then why are the ultra rich for collectivism? Because they use it to steal the grassroots wealth, transfer it offshore. They're exempt. That's why Warren Buffett helps write the laws 15 years ago to exempt himself from taxes. Now he's lecturing, raise taxes on rich guys. But if you look at the plan he's promoting, it's on people making $125,000 a year or $250,000 collectively, husband and wife. That's not rich. They want what's left of the middle class's money paid in a banker bailout. It's so sick. But I want to go back to this. They know that we're waking up that we don't need them. That's why telescreens are going in at 9,000 locations saying don't trust your neighbor, only trust big sis. We know they're scared. The system is now, we're going to grope you at the football game. We're going to take blood at checkpoints. The terrorists are going to hit. They're telling you, we're going to manage your life. We're going to treat you like children. We're going to take your rights away because we've got to stay in power. We've got to prop this system up. So that's why we're in such danger for authoritarianism right now. Your take on that?
Yeah, that's true. But that is, again, their message of control, and that's not necessarily the reality. And so when you put that information constantly out there with a talking point, you can keep the status quo for so long. And I think today what you've seen, and then maybe even the last 3 years, but especially in the last 6 months, you just see a lot of people, just the dissatisfaction is overwhelming. And the message is working and will continue to work if it's not tactically or strategically fought against from, I would say, our side or the other side.
Well, and ultimately it's a confidence scheme, and people are losing confidence in the scheme. And that's like the whole banking system. It works on confidence. I mean, there's.
But here's the danger. They're going to try in the implosion to bring in a new confidence scheme. We got to be there now saying, no, no, no. The same people that did this cannot be trusted to give you the new scheme.
That's absolutely right. We are either going to get a lot less free or a lot more free in the next decade. And that will be up to what people, if people are going to stand up and do something and we mobilize the.
Leave it there. We got to go to break. I want to come back and look at that because I agree with you totally. You guys really have got it. And then some. We are at the crossroads. Right now, normally society is frozen. We're in a liquefied state. The globalists are trying to shape the clay the way they want. We got to get our hands in there and ignore their talking points and just go for liberty.
Hey guys, are weaker testosterone levels taking you out of the game? Are you gaining fat, feeling tired, losing desire in the bedroom? Get back in the game. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 61% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. Just take Ageless Male every day and boost your testosterone by 61%. When your levels are healthy, you can feel energy again, a great outlook again, and yes, a healthy sex drive. The results are life-changing. Beware of cheap knockoffs. Ageless Male is an exclusive formula and the only one proven in research to boost testosterone 61%. Try Ageless Male, risk-free. Just call 1-800-497-8345. 1-800-497-8345. 1-800-497-8345.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here. You all know I've worked for years with Steve Shank and eFoods Direct. I have eFoods for my own emergency food supply. You know, Steve, life is different now for all of us, isn't it?
Very different. People are using this great food to survive the present hurricane season, and we've already had $40 billion worth of damage from floods, storms, quakes, and droughts. And that's just the first 8 months of this year. Natural disasters are newsworthy, but only touch a few of us Americans. The huge issue of the greatest depression is on everyone's mind. The unemployment, the loss of homes, lost businesses, and skyrocketing food costs are hitting every American. So everyone needs food security.
Folks, this month you will get free shipping on every food order from eFoods Direct. That's right. Every order gets free shipping starting September 6th. Get stocked up with the best durable foods out there with eFoods Direct and be prepared for any emergency before it happens. To take advantage of this special, call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Life Before the Collapse, vinyl LP by The Las Vegas. Life Before the Collapse by The Las Vegas on 180 gram vinyl and mastered especially for vinyl by legendary audio engineer Steve Hall. Why don't want me to Life Before the Collapse by The Las Vegas. The Las Vegas. Now available at Amazon.com.
Smokers, are you still smoking traditional cigarettes? Are you still smelling up your clothes and car interior, staining your teeth, and getting ashes everywhere? Why, when you can be smoking or vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replacement cartridges, you'll get all the satisfaction of smoking, but no smoking hazards. Choose from a wide variety of our new American-made Vapriate e-liquid flavors at LeSig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com, or call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. Warning, e-cigs may contain nicotine, an addictive substance known to the state of California to cause birth defects or cancer. Please be aware of the risks associated with e-cigs prior to use. You must be 18 years or older to purchase.
You know, it's very sad to see all of these Obama supporters said, how dare you not deliver us a good economy? How dare you not deliver us free houses and cars? And I see the headlines every day. Black journalist calls out Obama. It goes on and on and on where they're demanding that Obama make everything better, like he could wave a magic wand. That's called slavery. That's called begging to be a slave. You need to make things good for me. Now, once government's taken control, sure, then you complain and say, hey, you're making this worse. And, you know, then you're having to tell the government, hey, stop this policy or start that policy. But illustrating how we're at a crossroads, look at all these hundreds and hundreds of arrests now down at Wall Street. And I've seen the videos. We've had guests on that have been there. Some of them are libertarians and saying, Wall Street socialists getting the bailout money, get rid of it. Make them take a haircut, get rid of the Federal Reserve. I'd say that's about half of them. But the other half are just people angry at the bankers or they're communists saying, Wall Street makes too much money, give it to us. And so right there you see that fight. But at least people now are recognizing the real power structure. But there's a fight in there over what needs to be done. But then you see the police arresting peaceful people, another illustration of just how far this country slid.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I mean, the whole thing is that the greatest lie are the things that are closest to the truth. And so what often happens is that people take and say, oh, well, the banks got bailed out and that's what we're upset about. And they have the almost the exact same argument all the way till the end, which says, well, the banks have too much money. Let's take it from that. The theft should have been we should have stolen the money as opposed to like you should steal it and give it to us rather than, oh, well, the problem is we didn't have enough freedom. And had we had actual capitalism instead of this cronyistic, you know, gangster mafia type organization that runs the financial system, then it would have been fine. Banks would have made money. People would have had honest savings and everything. But it's all a mirage and a scheme. And the thing that's really disheartening is just hearing this two paradigm that's like, well, I just, you know, I'm a member of one crime family, so as long as we're stealing it for our members, then it's just. But when the other crime family comes in and steals it for their members, then somehow it's unjust, as opposed to why are we stealing? Why are we signing off on stealing?
Well, that's like all the Republican leadership, right through the talk show host, all of them supported the bailout. And they'll try to deny they did it now. But then they get shown the video, and then they defend it. I mean, right there, they want to criticize welfare queens all day. Those welfare queens are the ticking time bomb of the bankers that they can hold us hostage with, because if you don't go along with the bigger government, they'll just turn them loose if they don't get the welfare checks. And the 50 million people on the electronic soup kitchen lines with the food stamp cards, they will burn down the cities. So you've got the welfare people teamed up with the bankers.
Well, it's just tribal warfare, really, when you come down to it. It's Dallas Cowboys versus the Steelers. And if you are a Steeler fan, you hate the Cowboys. And if you're a Cowboy fan, you hate the Steelers or vice versa. And so you keep on this same line. And that's fine when you're playing sports or something like that. But we have identified that now in a political realm, I would say for decades. And that's been the traditional paradigm. And you see it in a religious sense where you have a religious belief system that just stays. And until you have a significant, literally a paradigm shift or what we've seen as a collapse.
You know, but we see this.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, go ahead. You see this. I mean, it so parallels what happened in the Roman Empire. And a lot of it comes from, you know, a moral breakdown. Of
Weimar Germany.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Every time there's a moral breakdown, the collapse follows. Because even the elite stop caring about stability. They just get delusional.
That's right. And, I mean, you got all these people going, literally, we will take to the streets if you don't keep paying us off. I mean, what kind of society has tens of millions of people that's their mantra? You know, we'll take to the streets if you quit giving us stuff that isn't ours. That right there is probably the single most concerning thing, because when it all goes down, and it all will, there will be a global financial reset at a minimum. That's going to happen. But the question is, well, when we're betting on freedom and we want a freer society, we need these people not to be out there trying to steal from one another, but actually, like, get on board and kind of
crime has exploded.
Yeah.
And that's why America's different. This isn't going to go like Europe. We got guns. And I'm reading all the time about the bad guys breaking in houses or getting shot. And that's the good news around here. Some horde of people come down my street wanting to rob me because they didn't get their welfare check. I'm going to light them up.
Yeah, well, I mean, I think the idea that one can defend themselves is paramount to freedom. And it's why, next to being able to, you know, the freedom of speech, the founding fathers knew that it was that the second most important thing to being able to speak your mind is being able to protect yourself. Because otherwise, I mean, you're just at the mercy of, okay, you know, big bad government, come protect me from the bad guys and tell me what's right.
Well, what happens is 51% get in and they vote to rob the other 49.
That's right. And it's psychological, too, because when people are self-empowered, they take care of themselves. And when everything is handed over to the state, they just become sheep.
Well, let's talk about, well, let's take calls, 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231, and we'll talk about the riots that are coming.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hey, Bill, pick up line 3. It's Brian.
Hey, Brian, what's up?
Brian here. Thanks. Hey, Bill, I just received my shipment of the Safety Net, our full-year emergency food system. I can't tell you how great it feels to personally not have to worry anymore, especially with the growing threats to our everyday food supply.
Brian, not only are you getting 4,320 nutritionally dense, delicious food servings, but the individual serving price is just $1.43 per meal. It's truly great tasting food at amazing prices.
The variety is also a huge bonus, Bill. It's like having access to a full menu of impressive food.
Well, it really is a safety net for those worried about the coming food shortages and how their families can prepare.
It's great knowing I'm covered for the future, but I gotta go, Bill, and get all this food unloaded.
With scorching heat devastating U.S. cropland, there's never been a better time to visit SafetyNetSavings.com. That's SafetyNetSavings.com. Visit SafetyNetSavings.com today.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalists on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Are you tired of spending money for metal canning lids year after year? Then stop! Stop buying metal lids and get Tatler reusable canning lids. Made of USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, Tatler canning lids let you safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways that contain BPA, but Tatler canning lids are indefinitely reusable and guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning and contain no BPA. Tatler lids are dishwasher safe, perfect for standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders by phone at 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's 1-877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com. Tatler Reusable Canning Lids, the original since 1976.
We're back live. The toll-free number to join us, again, is 800-259-9231. Renee, Thomas, Ben, Steve, James, and others. We're going to get to your calls coming up here in just a few minutes. That means 2 hours from now. I'm just joking. If you believe in what this radio show stands for and the information covered here, and you want to supercharge the tip of the spear, then become a PrisonPlanet.tv member. 15 cents a day, $5.95 a month. They're getting your membership and get 3 months free. We also have it where with the same username passcode, you can have 6 people logged in at one time with it. So you can share it with your friends, your family, your spouse. Probably share it with 20 people, and I doubt they'll all be logged in at once. But if you do give it to too many people and wonder why you can't log in sometimes, that's why. And obviously don't use a username or passcode that you have on anything important if you are sharing it. But again, please become a PrisonPlanet.tv member. Check out the new rant section, the special report section we've added, the nightly news 5 nights a week. A lot of energy is going into this, and it's already reaching hundreds and hundreds of thousands of people a week. It will soon be reaching millions and millions and millions a week, like the radio show, thanks to you supporting it. We're putting a lot of time and energy into it. That's why I want to thank all of you that have become PrisonPlanet.tv members. I will, of course, be on tonight with a lot of key news. InfoWars Nightly News, 7 o'clock Central. That's 5 o'clock Pacific, 6 o'clock Mountain, 8 o'clock Eastern. Continuing, I want to tell you about eFoodsDirect.com. Our friends over at eFoodsDirect.com are now offering free shipping to anywhere in the United States on all of their wonderful products for a limited time. They only do this every 8 or 9 months or so. So it's a really good deal to do it. It's only running for a few more weeks, I'm told. There's a lot of uncertainty out there right now with everything going on. My reason is economic implosion. It's very important to have your own food so you're not dependent on government. You know, even ants store their own food, and other animals do. Squirrels do. I think we should. eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or 800-409-5633. 800-409-5633. Continuing, purewaterfreedom.com, made in America. High quality line of whole house water filters, tabletop, under the sink, handheld water bottles, all high quality made right here in America, which is quite a feat under all the regulation and harassment people go through here. Purewaterfreedom.com. Imagine being able to turn on your tap water and it's all safe, clean, without all that loving stuff the government orders water systems to add to it. Purewaterfreedom.com. Check them out today. All right, gentlemen, I've been ranting and raving about a lot of issues. I should also have people should get American Dream, that is also available at Infowars.com, the online video bookstore. But throwing all this out, riots. Bloomberg came out last week, or now 2 weeks ago, and said there's going to be riots if you don't get more welfare money. He needs more cops, more taxes, and everybody's fleeing New York. So he's put together commissions to raise taxes in other states, and he wants gun control in other states. And the New York cops have announced they, quote, have air assets now. I've got the quotes here, that they have air assets that can take out a hijacked jet. So now maybe it'll be nationwide. New York will take over the whole country. But they won't tell the media what those air assets are. Funny, the whole supposed Pentagon system couldn't stop what went on 9/11. But now New York... No, don't arm the pilots, though. Just have cops with helicopters with missile launchers on them. And it turns out that is what the air assets are. But don't let the pilots who trust to fly the plane, the giant weapon, don't let them be armed. Instead, have cops. Well, what if you get a crazy cop with his missiles? And we've had that happen before. Again, it's this idea of we've got to have checkpoints everywhere because there could be a bomber at a shopping mall. There could be one at a school. And government must be everywhere to protect you. Clearly, this whole thing is a smokescreen to gear up a police state grid for the American people. What's your view on the coming riots?
Well, I think if you look at all the countries where something has been promised and there's something less to pay with, they all equal taking to the streets. I mean, Greece, their tip of the spear as far as the Western European nations and the Western world nations, where we're seeing this go down first. I'm not sure why throughout history, when over and over and over you've seen this exact same thing play out, that anyone thinks it's going to be any different in any nation when you've got a huge amount of people who feel entitled and to other people's things, and then there's no longer the ability to pay them anymore. How that's not going to somehow end up in the streets. And what the response to that is, and what I think people are definitely afraid of, is how does that play out, especially in a nation that's got unlike Greece and unlike Europe and unlike pretty much any other nation in the world. There is still a very, very strong threat of people who believe in independence and liberty and in this nation and individualism. And that, I would hope, has a very different outcome than people who are really just trying to say, well, let's double down and reestablish the collective. And, they'll give up more rights as long as they keep just feed me. And, here I think the key for the United States is the last stand for liberty will be in America, because it's really the only place that's even got the mission statement and a significant population that says, individual liberty and the right to control your own life and personal responsibility is the greatest sort of mission statement that's ever been created for a nation. So that is what makes us unique, and how exactly that plays out, I'm not sure. But
Mr. Yule, what's your take on that?
Yeah, people say the Constitution is old or irrelevant in this type of thing, and it's the exact opposite.
It's treason, then.
It's the newest document in human history that gives people this type of liberty and freedom, and empire is what's old, and the collective idea in this oligarchy or this plutocracy, that's old.
Yeah, gang rule is old.
And it's as old as human history. And so what we have here in America is, some have called it a secret destiny. Someone just called it whatever. But you've come here with a very new idea. And I think it was George Washington. If the Republic can last 20 years, then we have a chance. It was always, always the idea that it always had to be protected. And it wasn't something you could just let go without some vigilance. And that's where we're at. And, you know, we've seen that we have to protect this idea. We have to protect liberty. We have to fight for freedom and our rights as individuals and created by God. And
that's, well, these globalist whores, they get up there with straight faces and act like it's weird
to be
under the Constitution and Bill of Rights and to wear a tri-cornered hat. And weird to say, leave my property alone.
Yeah.
Look at where we've gone. Property taxes didn't have that 50 years ago.
Right.
A private income tax paid to a private bank didn't have that, you know, 97 years ago. And look what we've become since then, and it's getting worse. But the good news is, as you said, people aren't buying it anymore. And so the system is scared, and they're going to pull out all the stops right now against us.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. And because that's the only thing they can do is just keep. I mean, you see them every week, these politicians like Ben Bernanke comes out with, well, now I'm going to make a bolder statement. Everything's fine. And then it's like he thinks if he says it twice as loud and with sterner words that somehow people aren't buying it anymore because it's meaningless. It's purely words. And I think that the rubber is without question meeting the road. I mean, it's like the IMF now needs a bailout. You know, Europe, I mean, they're talking about trillions and trillions of dollars. Where is all that? Where is that coming from?
What it is a tax to the looters, to the head mafia. They're always calling it a bailout. It's not a bailout because it's impossible to pay off the Ponzi scheme. It's always been impossible. They never spend the money to prop up the Ponzi scheme. They just take it right then as bonuses.
But now they admit it's impossible. On the news this morning, it's impossible for Greece to pay back but what it owes. So what do we do? You know, and it's just,
well, they say Europe's got 6 weeks unless they transfer all power to a new private central bank.
It's always a threat of the deadline. We see so many things get passed. I mean, that's how the Federal Reserve Act got passed. These things get passed under this threat of time deadline.
You've got to have a Federal Reserve, so there's never another crisis.
Yeah. Well, you got
boom. You get the Great Depression right after.
You got countries over there talking about we're giving up our national sovereignty. I mean, it's like Germany's now no longer going to be Germany. They're going to be subservient, not in just we're all in this voluntary EU with this kind of loose constitution. We can leave. No, we will hand the power of the state to now some super regional government, which is why when people talk about globalism, to keep control and order, which is what this is about, you've got to get everyone in line. And to do that,
because people will run out of New York.
That's right.
And they can't have you run into Texas.
Well, that's right. And that's the reason why government in America, part of the progressive agenda that we've seen happen over the last 100 years, is that government has not only gotten bigger, but it shifted. And it shifted from localized government, where you had a lot more say and you could have a lot more differences and you could leave Austin and go to Dallas, to then state government where, oh, at least I can leave New York and I can come to Texas, to now it's a national government where now it's like, well, okay, now I got to leave the United States of America. I mean, that's what it's getting harder and harder and harder to find differentiation, because they frankly don't want 50 experiments. They don't want a republic. They want a
democracy. No, they don't want diversity.
No.
Because these are not liberals. Thomas Jefferson's a liberal. These people are authoritarian Borg wearing smiley face masks while they rob and loot our society.
Yeah, well, they believe in control and they believe in order, and that's how they believe. I mean, it's just, it's a philosophical war that has literally been going on since the beginning of humanity.
But I mean, you really study these globalists, though. They are so cold-blooded. I mean, they hate the family. They openly say they do. They hate everything good. They love degradation. I mean, they get upset by people having a good time and being successful. They don't like people being individuals. They want to sit above us all and basically make us all like 1984, wear these different little jumpsuits and all be arranged by them. They want to play God.
That just gets into a whole other level of understanding, really. I mean, you can work on a tactical level, which we do a lot when we talk daily topics and things like that, and then you can move it maybe to a strategy. But when you start getting into the actual war plan and the overall agenda of the annihilation of a human free will, you know, that gets into a different space. But I believe all that to be there.
Yeah, and they I mean, that's the reason why it's kind of like they don't, when you mention the family, is what I think what a lot of people see is that basically most of the world is one big family, where not family in the traditional sense, we're all in this family, and then there's the patriarchs that tell people that are like the smartest.
No. People talk about Bill Clinton being their daddy. The government's your daddy.
Right.
And then there's Big Brother who helps out, and there's Big Sis. And that's our, and we ask the mommy to give us things. We ask the daddy to give us things. You know, that's it. That's why they say, I've got the text, which people didn't believe it. And I went and actually got them, that they have at UT that they give the social workers. And it's, the family is an old archaic disease, and we're going to eradicate it.
Well, and that's why they don't want, I mean, that's why school choice is so, you know, you've seen schooling centralized, because they don't frankly want people teaching different things. I mean, the whole idea is if they can keep telling huge amounts of the population, no, we're part of this global family. Here's a new model. They don't want diversity.
Yeah, but it's getting But it's getting ridiculous. I was watching some new carbon tax pushing thing for corporations, and it goes, everyone has adopted it. It is settled, and you will go to sustainability, which means they'll shut down your business and you know, move it to China. But it's all done with this, you know, like, you know, sweetie cake way with this good looking lady up there. But that's how they run this. They just say, it's settled. If you listen to NPR, if you watch the news, they talk to you like you're a child.
Yes.
And they say, Ron Paul can't win, we said.
Yeah, no, that's exactly right. And that's how they...
It's a bunch of condescending jerks.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, and that's part of it, though, is that by making you not feel... It's tough for unempowered people who don't feel empowered to do a lot. So if they can... If people can... make you not feel confident about your decisions and make you feel like you don't know and you're ignorant, you sort of, they're trying to paralyze people. But what's happening is that the pain of the lie coming down is starting to motivate people.
But more than that, it's the humiliation of how the bureaucrats and the cops and the system swaggering around. It's more than that. Yeah. People don't like it.
Yeah,
they don't like some secret police guy tattling on them or bossing them around. It's like, good, put me on a list. Federal Reserve announced today, put everybody on a list that criticize it. Put me at the top like John Hancock, you mm-hmm. creatures.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, good, I'm not afraid anymore.
Yeah, that's right. Well, and these movements, you know, I repeatedly tell people it's like a dam. And I'm just like, don't be discouraged because the water isn't gradually picking up momentum. It's like when it comes down, it takes a few people to go way out in front and all alone and you know, preach this stuff and be marginalized. And what can happen, though, is you start to get this exponential return. And
we're here.
Starting that.
We're here. And that's why there's but first behind the scenes and now publicly, there's the new narrative. The Tea Party Ron Paul supporters are going to blow up federal buildings. Are you guys ready for that? Because we need to go ahead and talk about that, because they are going to stage events unless we talk about it. And even if we talk about it, they're probably going to stage events, because you can see, I can see as clear as day, the advertising campaign getting us ready for to be framed for terror attacks.
Well, again, I mean, that's why you're seeing them marginalized. They've done it as racist. They do it as, you know, oh, well, they're sexist. Oh, well, they want to force everybody to learn what they learn, believe in their same God. They're going to control you. They will do everything to try and marginalize and bifurcate and cut off and try and find the winning ideology that they think will separate the people who are preaching the message of freedom from the pack. And they will keep.
Well, look how they say the Tea Party. First, it's Ron Paul starts it. The Republicans try to co-opt it. That's one slice. Then they say it's only white, so other folks don't feel welcome.
Right.
And it's always like, well, you're black or you're Hispanic. You can't be for the Second Amendment or property rights. You can't be for family because these evil whiteys are for it.
Right. That's right. Well, and that's right. Oh, let's separate all the people who are. That's what they'll do. You see it right now. It's like. Obama's even going out there talking to people.
No, he
like
says
separate.
He says I'm going to run now on race openly, and he's saying exactly.
Yeah, and when you see so many of the leaders of this movement sitting there saying, "Oh well, the black community." I mean, I don't. It's like, aren't these the people who preach kumbaya? Now all of a sudden, when it's convenient, they'll just flip the script and they'll be like, "Oh no, well, be afraid of big white." You see, they're all over there in their meeting, so now we got to go fight for ours. And it's really this.
Yeah, no. Obama came out to the big black group this weekend and said, "Shut up, quit complaining. You know, I'm going to protect you from Whitey. You're going to okay, let's talk about Whitey. The big mega bankers, the big criminals, a lot of them are white, they're the ones that put you in power to play this whole race game.
Well, that's what I was saying earlier about the tribal thing. Once the two teams get together against a different enemy, and once we identify that, I think that we can have a lot of...
That's what scares the globalists.
That's exactly right.
The minute I had this epiphany, and you have epiphanies every day, but it was common sense, but I was walking out of my car this morning, and it just came to me. I said, it's liberty. And I said, I mean, that's the message we've got to get out to everybody, that everybody deserves liberty, and that I want the whole world to be free. And even though they've trained these groups to attack me and hate me because of how I looked, I've got to just ignore that and move forward and talk to them like they're human.
That's right, because we've got to, as a movement, rise. It's okay to be frustrated, and it's okay to be upset, and we should be angry, but it's like we've got to just stay on message and look at these people like they're caught in the matrix. They're say, you know what? Liberty is the greatest thing, and we are here to help you be free, and we will not waver from that message, regardless of if you want to call us racist or not. We know in our heart we're not. We're here to spread liberty, and I think if we stay on that, they can't stop us. That's
all right. I want to hold you guys a little bit in the next hour. I want to go through some news, but your calls are straight ahead. I promise. I will go directly to everybody that's holding on the other side. First off, will be Ben. Stay with us. Infowars.com.
If you're a man over 40, you may feel like half the man you used to be. Are you gaining more body fat? Are you feeling tired? Are you losing your sex drive? It's not your fault. After 40, your body's testosterone may start dropping. And if you are an African-American man, you're at a higher risk of your testosterone turning into estrogen. Be the man you used to be. Call for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 61% and maintain healthy, normal levels. You can feel the youthful energy and the healthy sex drive you once had. And Ageless Male is all natural. No injections or appointments. Just one quick phone call. Get your risk-free trial of Ageless Male.
Call 1-800-497-8345. That's 1-800-497-8345. With Ageless Male, you can raise your testosterone naturally by 61%. Call 1-800-497-8345. That's 1-800-497-8345.
Alex Jones here with vital information concerning our nation's fragile food supply. Folks, there are some truly dangerous trends forming, and I think it's important for my listeners to do three things right away. Number one, study the past. History really does repeat itself. Number two, learn to spot the dangerous food shortage trends. Number three, take decisive action. A perfect storm is brewing, or a global food crisis. That's why I'm telling everyone to read the new book, Rising Prices, Empty Shelves, Warning Signs That Trigger the Deadliest Famines in History. Don't get caught unprepared when the crisis hits. This book is only available at risingprices.emptyshelves.com. You'll also get a free copy of Supermarket Survival, How to Cut Your Grocery Bills in Half. Again, that website is risingprices.emptyshelves.com. That's risingprices.emptyshelves.com.
Optics Planet is calling all hunters, shooters, and outdoorsmen. It's time to gear up. As the best online retailer of rifle scopes, red dot sights, lasers, and other firearm accessories, Optics Planet has a special deal to offer GCN listeners. You may already know OpticsPlanet.com has the best selection of weapon lights, holsters, night vision, binoculars, and tactical gear on the planet. With incredibly low prices, free shipping on most orders, and USA-based phone support, Optics Planet is the online retailer of choice for discerning gun owners and outdoor enthusiasts. Featuring Loophole, Blackhawk, Eotech, Crimson Trace, Night Force, Trigicon, Surefire, over 700 top brands. For a limited time, head to opticsplanet.com/GCN to get a free Streamlight Keymate, the world's most powerful keychain light with purchase. That's opticsplanet.com/GCN or call 800-332-OPTICS right now to speak with an Optics Planet product specialist. 800-332-6784.
Okay, I'm back live, panting. I'm on the other side of the building. I apologize to my guest. This doesn't happen a lot. We had an idea for me to do something on the show tonight because this came out last Friday and I didn't cover it. We're going to be covering it tonight, so the guys thought, kind of like when I made fun of folks who think the world's going to end from Common Elena. We used a clip from Thundar the Barbarian where the guy's head spins around. He's shooting the beams out. We're doing another one of those animations where I spontaneously combust, so we're going to air that tonight. It was pretty cheesy. I was trying to, kept trying to do it, where I catch on fire down here and then all of a sudden burst into flame. Do you guys see this BBC article, first Irish case of death by spontaneous combustion? The government has confirmed, and their coroner's confirmed that that Michael Faraday, 76, died at his home, completely caught on fire and exploded. These have been confirmed in front of witnesses throughout history. You know, people just catch on fire and just like in a movie.
Yeah, I've heard of it before, but randomly, I didn't know another guy. They had a confirmed case this week. What was that, last week?
Yeah, maybe the Predator was there and shot him.
Exactly.
There's invisible Captain Spock with a phaser. Captain Spock now.
Well, be careful because they're going to say that's what happened to Building 7 soon.
Oh, by the way, they've come out now saying it's all discredited. Some type of metal combined with the sprinkler systems, and there were explosions in the towers now. But what about 7, though? No, really wild. So now there were explosions.
I did not hear that.
It's unbelievable how the government proves itself to be incompetent and corrupt over and over and over again. And it's proven so after the fact. And yet people just, we'll believe them the next time. I mean, do they not look
at it? Well, it sets a precedent that this is the group that lies to us.
Yeah.
And so people feel powerless, so they just give in. I'm going to shut up now and go to calls. Sorry, folks. Ben in Kansas, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah, I just want to talk about the police day here starting up in Wichita, and we got patrol rifles now. So, you know, all the police officers have their own AR-15 in their cars. And, you know, of course, the government paid for them with stimulus funds or whatever.
And well, that's fine as long as they don't want our guns. You know, that's the issue.
Right.
Yeah.
There's more guns, less crime, and, you know, cops do run into people that have more firepower than them. As long as the cops don't want my guns. But what about New York saying they've got helicopters with missiles to shoot down errant jet aircraft?
I mean, we've got helicopters here now, you know, so it's just, I mean, I can tell you it's the police day.
Well, that is what the militarization of police ends in, is it's a foggy enemy, and now terrorism is every activity that doesn't include licking boots. And so every police force can now turn into an armed group to, quote, fight the shadowy enemy.
Yeah, you read 1984, and it's unbelievable.
Winston figures out that the government is just bombing itself.
Yeah. It's unreal how this stuff just plays out. By the way, it's played out this way over and over and over. It's like the definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over again and expecting a different outcome.
If you study history, this happened in the last century. This government's building towards some type of big mega-death event where it kills tens of millions of people. Anything else there, Ben?
They're spraying us with chemtrails. They're poisoning us.
We'll be back.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.